All the check-ins and postings during the week, I think Baruch Hashem, the successes and even the challenges enhance everybody else's avoda. I want to pick up on the phone piece that that Shimon introduced, because I think it not only can be a natural segue into next avoda, but also really be spun in a certain fashion that's very appropriate for this time of year. I think the starting point, when we stand 24 hours before the actual beginning of Elul, is to say to ourselves, Shachianu v'kimanu v'hiyonu l'zman hazeh. And we're going to be saying that bracha many times in the coming Yom Tovim, in the coming weeks and months. And it really should have a whole new meaning for all of us today, even if maybe we're in the younger age bracket. But we've just gone through an unprecedented time of death, of people not making it through the year, who were healthy and strong, and even at an advanced age, had no clue that they would, Rahman Islan, suffer this year and even succumb to the pandemic. And everyone, some knows somebody, whether a family friend or even mishpacha, who has suffered. And the Shachiyonu v'kimonu v'hiyonu l'zman hazeh, just to think about what that means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the schus to come back to the same time of year that we were standing last August, last September, to be in Elul to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. It reminds me of, I guess I must have been about 20, 21 years old at a tish Friday night in yeshiva, and Rabbi Rapp was speaking. And he got up, and he recalled when he was a bachur in yeshiva, he was at a tish Friday night, and Rosh Hashanah got up to speak. And he said, I'm just going to say exactly what Rosh Hashanah said this time in Elul, some 15, 20 years before. He said, this is according to Rosh Hashanah, that when it comes to this time of year before Rosh Hashanah, people are davening for the year ahead. And at the age of 18, 19, so they're davening for Hatzlacha and in what the whatever challenges they're about to face, whether it be getting into yeshiva, getting into college, being matzliach. A couple years later, they're davening for success in their finals and being able to do well and get a job and get a good start to their career. And a couple years older, maybe they're davening that they should find the shidduch. And then a couple years later, they're davening for their children, and so on and so forth. And as a person continues in advanced age, 50, 60, 70 years old, sometimes they're davening just that they should make it through the next year. They should be zocha to be able to return to the same time 12 months later with health and ready to proceed to another Rosh Hashanah. And I'm sure to finish by saying, you know what? The 20-year-olds should also be davening that they make it to next year as well. And Rabbi Rapp sat down, because Rabbi Shachter sat down. And it's a little bit of a jarring thought. And El obviously comes with a certain sense of Yira, but I don't think it's possible to enter the Tekufa now that we're entering without taking a step back. And one of the underlying feelings that should be with our tshuva is a Shachiyanu v'kimonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh, that it's no small feat to be able to be looking to the year ahead after what we've experienced, that it must be recognized that at whatever age we find ourselves right now. Now, of course, we can put the Yura a little bit in the background and say that Elul is more about Tshuva Mi'ava, and it should be Tshuva Mi'ava. Anilo Dodi V'Dodi Li, it's a much greater and much more powerful opportunity to look for Tshuva that comes out of the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a positive force, saying that, and the ani b'chazdecha, thinking about the chesed, like you said a moment ago, David, that we are surrounded with, one of those chesedim is the fact that we're alive and that we can be here now, and that should drive our tshuva feeling. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I love you so much. You're so good to me. How could I possibly violate your ratzon? How could I possibly fall short of my commitment to that relationship? One of the tragic losses of the pandemic was the Nav Minsky Rebbe. I had the opportunity many times to hear him. He would come to Washington Heights quite often because he originally, his rabbinic career began in Washington Heights, and he would come back several times a year to speak to the Kila that he knew so well. Many of the people in the audience of the Shurim were people he saw grow up from childhood. And he pointed out, Rishonim, I think, reflect this as well, but the difference between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim is that the Sfaradim start Elul already with Slichas. So they're in a Yom Kippur mode from the beginning of Elul, but the Ashkenazim don't take that approach. We blow shofar, so it's more of a Rosh Hashanah mode. We only start at the end of Elul to be in that Slichas mode, more because we have to make up a few days that we can't had that approach on the Aseres Mechuva because it's a Yantar, because it's a Shabbos, so we start 4 days earlier with Slichos. But Be'etzem, where it's a much more positive, so to speak, note that frames our Tshuva in El, because we're not thinking about Yom Kippur, we're thinking about Rosh Hashanah. And that allows us to have the brain space and the emotional attitude of a Anil Dodi V'Dodili. So using that as a backdrop, let's try to think practically when it comes to El. I want to share with you the screen here. A couple Mar Mekomos. Try to go through it briefly. I'm happy to send this to anyone if they want. But the first two are from the Maharil. Stam, an interesting Ha'ara to think about. The Maharil says in this first piece, in Hilchos Aseres Yemei Tshuva, O Zion, that a person has to do tshuva every single day, and his raya is a mission of us. Shuv yom echad lefnei misascha. A person has to do tshuva every single day because you're supposed to do tshuva before you die. You never know when you're going to die. That's one point. This is why you have to do tshuva every single day. But then the bold, he says, v'od raya shachayav adam losha b'chol yom. Another proof that you have to do tshuva every single day. Mishum dil mos hamashiach ein makablin b'tshuva, because a person cannot perform tshuva when Mashiach comes. It's too late. He says this is illustrated, or this is a dogma for the fact that there will be no acceptance of Gerim in the time of Mashiach, because it's too late. Because at that point, if a person waits until Mashiach comes and the Jews are on top and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to try to convert, so you're not doing it out of Avas Hashem, but rather to be Misameach B'Simchas Yisrael, because you want to join in the party, you want to jump on the bandwagon. But rather the before it's too late, that's when a person has to do tshuva. Just like before it's too late, a person has to be megayer. If we truly believe, see, peacefully Yeshua, we really have a feeling, we want Mashiach to come every moment, every single day. So then, misheinu shav, you have a Mashiach, but meher b'yameinu, shuv lo matzi shav. Yishar chas shom b'chatov. You're not going to have a chance to do tshuva if Mashiach taka comes tomorrow. So why are you going to do tshuva today? So doing tshuva every single day is a kiyum of Yitzipisa Yeshua, because you really feel that Mashiach is going to come, you want him to come, because if you're doing tshuva, it's out of a realization that you really hope he's going to come the next day and the deadline will be up, and that's why you're acting now. So just a little bit of side point, not the focus of the Vad, but a new dimension of tshuva, especially during Elul, where it's focused and it's every single day we're supposed to be thinking about tshuva. That it's a kiyum of tzipis al Yeshua. Tzipis al Yeshua. But more significantly, he reflects this in the piece we just looked at, but more explicitly in another os, in Yom Noroim and El. In the middle of the paragraph, Darish Mar Hisegel, Ksid Nir Lecham Nir Val Tizru Al Kotz, and person has to plant and plow properly so that it yields fruits and yields proper produce. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah reflects a day-to-day process of uprooting weeds. In the same way that you can't successfully plant and grow things on your farm if you don't remove the weeds, a person has to remove the weeds min libo, from his heart, all the negative actions and attitudes and everything that tshuva is designed to eradicate. This is the line. It says, person should be in the habit every single day, every day of El, so that he will be ready to go. He'll already be accustomed to Aseres Yemei Tshuva when that time hits. Very interesting, Ha'ara B'chlal, that unlike what we're normally used to thinking, what we're normally taught, El is a time for Tshuva right now. He says El is more of a Hechsher for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The reason why the first approach seems to make more sense is because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So you want to already have that clean slate when the Yom HaDin comes, rather than waiting until after the Yom HaDin to start worrying about Yom Kippur. But in any case, that's what he says. El is a hachana for the Yemei Tshuva. The Amar Shekas Baruch Haschaim, the Chol Yemei Elul, Yeshev Kol Adam Kodem Sudosov, the Kodem Shinoso. Person should sit. Sit means plant himself down, one position, not moving around, before he eats. For every meal, a few times a day. Kol Yom Shinasim, before he sleeps. Yishtomim al atzmo. He should just be flabbergasted. That's really how to translate Yishlomim. He should be shocked about his own behavior. Yifashvish b'maisa, perform a cheshbon nefesh, look at his actions. L'zvados olam b'mei tshuva ha'olam l'krosos, so that he'll be ready to perform vidui about those averos that he identifies when the yimei tshuva finally arrive. So the avodah of El is cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon nefesh, to constantly be thinking at regular junctures during the course of the day, what have I done wrong? So that his Elul is a preparation through the cheshbon nefesh for vidui as soon as that moment of tshuva, which starts with vidui, finally arrives. So what he's doing for us, the Maril, is giving us a prescription. The way to reach this tshuva me'ava during the May Elul, which are Mesugal Lakach, is to begin with Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon HaNefesh is not a negotiable step to get ready for tshuva. And perhaps in even more concrete, more explicit terms, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in his Yesod HaTshuva, gives a little more elaborate plan on a day-to-day basis how to execute this. That's what we have in front of you right now. Zehadera from the beginning. Zehadera sheyelch bov esamaisa sheyasa. This is what you should do. This is the path a person should go on. Lahar glatzma lishomer mechol chayit, in order to be accustomed and guarded from all of air. Baboker beisei kitzu mishinoso. Yashu v'dayto ki yoshev yifashvish b'maisav. V'li avis v'kocho afilu psia achas. When you get up in the morning, so you have to already have on your mind, when you say moda ani, that there's a tshuva process that's already begun. Yoshev Yifashiv Maisa is going to do tshuva, he's going to examine his actions, and as much as he can, he's going to make sure that every step he takes is on the straight and narrow path. La'isa ocho kol m'shioch, li'is v'adal kol v'nosav, similar to the Maharil, when it comes time to sit down to breakfast, you pour the cereal. You sit down and you do a vidui on the averos that you committed from the time you woke up, when you press the on button to your consciousness of Avodas Hashem, until breakfast. It's not even that long. The Pashup Shad, if you read through the Ravid, he was working on a 2-meal-a-day system, as used to be more common, the Pash Achras and a Pash Erev. So maybe it was a little later in the day than 8 a.m., 9 a.m., whenever a person has breakfast. But he breaks that window of time, or I should say he breaks the entire daytime into distinct windows. The first is from wake up until the first meal of the day. As you continue towards the end of the paragraph, he says you do the same thing, 4 lines before the end of the paragraph. You perform another cheshbon nefesh when you sit down to dinner. And then finally, kodem achilas erev yizvada kol asher amarnu, v'chein mizman achilas sheba erev yasa azman shechiva. Just like the window between first meal and his dinner is the subject of his cheshbon nefesh at dinner time, there's another cheshbon nefesh at zman shechiva, as he's trying to fall asleep, as his head is on his pillow, from dinner time until now. And then he closes, horeil chashlosho prak moshosho viduyim. Every single day, a person has 3 windows. He's breaking down his cheshbon nefesh into these small parts. Because if you have to look at an entire day, or a week, or a month, or a year, forget about it. And it's mashma from his hemshech, that if he does this for 30 days, so just like any other statistical model, doesn't necessarily look at every single subject, but takes a random sample, takes a significant group, and looks at the performance, looks at the outcomes, and generalizes from there. He says, take the month of Elul. Perform your cheshbon nefesh in an organized fashion during this month, and that will allow you to have a handle on an entire year. That's our avodah bosai, with a slight twist. Let's take the avodah of leaving my house to shul, which for some people might be Shachris, again from Mincha, again from Arav. You may be going from Mincha and Arav together. Let's assume the latter, just as the Ravid. From the time I wake up on the way to shul for Shachris, could also be on the way back from shul to my home or wherever I'm going. And then again, on the way to mincha. And then finally, when I go to sleep, everything since that last trip to shul until I went to bed. Three windows. Not only is it more productive than just looking at our phone, but it's the avoda of Elul to use the pockets of time that we didn't know we had for Cheshbon HaNefesh. The only way that our vidui, as we approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Slichas, will be full-bodied and will be fully meaningful and will be robust and thorough is if we put in the time for Cheshbon HaNefesh now and at least start with these small windows where I'm just looking at the last half hour or 2 hours before and use that time productively. Use that time productively. So we're going to take Shimon's avoda of going into shul on the right foot, not coming off of Narish kind of on my phone, but rather now coming into shul after a Cheshbon HaNefesh has been made on how is my morning go? How have my brachos been? Have I been so busy with everything else before my day started as it's not supposed to be? The first thing in my mind and my first avoda during the day is focused on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then later in the day, the same. Use that time on the way to shul for further focus on Avodas Hashem now, specifically in Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's useful. Try. If you can, write down. If the things that you isolate, things that you identify that need tshuva in this month, write them down so that they're on your, like we discussed a month or two ago, you can plug them into the olive base of the Ashamnus. You can find where they are hinted at in your Al-Chetz. That's the Avodah. Multiple windows and Cheshbon HaNefesh, dafka on the way to shul and back from shul. Just want to add, I think, as two asides, this tikkun, if we can accomplish this, will have another two dramatic advantages. Try to go briefly because it's late. Number one is going to shul and doing a Cheshbon HaNefesh and thinking about Avodas Hashem on the way is itself a ma'aseh tshuva. The Rambam, as we know, describes the tshuva gemura, the highest level of tshuva, is a person finds himself in the same makom and the same opportunity and the same taiva for an avera, and he resists it. That is how you know that he's made a complete about face 180, and he's conquered that yitzhara. If you think about all the bittul zman that a person normally does on the way to shul, all the distractions, all the things that he puts in his head that makes it harder to daven afterwards, this is the tshuva gemura. Because I'm in the same makom, the same matzav, and I'm using the time productively. Viter, it's a tremendous shmira for the Einayim. If I have positive thoughts, in the biography of Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, the commentator Mashkiach, it says his children reported that he would tell his talmidim that he would never leave the house without having a kasha on his head, something that he could be fartracht and learning as he went, so he wouldn't notice the things around him. It's a tikkun hashmir zainayim of not keeping our eyes where they should be. If our brain is more focused, then we're not looking around for whatever happens to catch our attention. Nacham ma'aseh tshuva right there. And finally, this struck me today. When lahavdil, maybe you've seen it. You know, we have a couple pizza stores right around the corner. Sometimes there's construction workers, people from the local neighborhood, come into grandma's and they buy a slice of pizza. And it's on a white plate, like in any good pizza store. And they come out of the store, I've seen this so many times, come out of the store with the pizza in their mouth, walking down the block, eating the pizza, mamash akiyam, ochel b'shuk, domo l'kelef. Mamash akiyam. It always bothers me so much. A Jew with nobility and neshama should never behave that way. But we see people acting like that sometimes. There's also bezeir anpin on a much smaller level, but something that we should still be sensitive to. A person who's only walking everywhere they go, their head is always in their phone, they're always texting, but there's also something lacking of the dignity of a ben Torah if that's the way he's always seen walking down the street. Just picture how incongruent it would look if one of our rebbeim, one of our Rosh Yeshiva, was going down the street like this. We would never even fathom such a picture, because of course it wouldn't happen. It's ridiculous. Part of the nobility and kedusha of the neshama is that a person walks down like a mensch, walks down the street like a mensch, not his head in the phone. And a person's more fatracht and avodas Hashem, and thinking about cheshbon nefesh, and thinking about the zman of Elul, so memela, the way he walks down the street will be a kiddush Hashem, just by his very movement. And that's not something that we should take lightly, because every step is a mitzvah when we're thinking in these terms and acting in these terms as well. We should be zocha that this Elul is one of deep achievements in internalizations of avodas Hashem, great strivings and high accomplishments that sets us up for another year, that we'll truly be able to come to the year afterwards with the shachiyanu v'kimanu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. Mirz Hashem, hatzlacha rabba, cheshbon hanefesh, that's the avoda. And David, you want to say a word about Gabayim?